A couple of volunteers for the AARP made a visit to the St. Petersburg District Office of Pinellas Area Congressman C.W. Bill Young today. They brought donut holes to Young's office in order to press him to help address the so-called donut hole gap in coverage in the Medicare prescription drug benefit. In that program, once drug costs reach certain levels, hundreds of thousands of older Floridians fall into the donut hole. At that point, Medicare beneficiaries must pay the full cost of their prescriptions until they have laid out $4,350 in qualified costs. After that, Part D's catastrophic coverage pays most of the cost of one's prescriptions. Lois Heron is the former Florida State President of the AARP and is a longtime volunteer with the organization.
Well, right now, Congress, it seems to be headed toward health care reform and closing the donut hole in the Medicare Part D coverage is one of the issues that AARP has taken on. It's, one of our priorities. And I have a very personal experience with it because I had to go into the hospital, and I was in the hospital 4 days, and the bill was $54,000. $13,000 of that was for the pharmacy in the hospital. And then when I came out, they said I had to take these shots for a week, and the shots were $1,600. And so I went from, taking, no medication to being in the donut hole just about overnight. So I know what it can do to people.
President Obama and members of Congress are working hard this summer on getting health care reform, though details of the plan are still a ways off. WMNF asked former Florida AARP President Lois Heron if she's concerned that addressing the so-called donut hole is low in the priorities of those legislators composing the new bill.
Thank goodness AARP is at the table, so to speak, in the discussions in Washington, and it's one of our six priorities. And another one is that we have guaranteed affordable coverage for Americans age 50 to 64. I mean, they have a very hard time getting coverage. And right now, with the downturn in the economy, a lot of people in that age bracket are losing their jobs and or they have pre-existing conditions. And, of course, the healthcare industry wants to ignore that section. And so that's another one of our priorities, along with closing or at least shrinking the donut hole.